Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch tells us, Chal, Tulas of the Mosei Shabbos, etc. This happens one out of seven times. It happens for a woman to go on Mosei Shabbos. The law of averages. So, Tochel Belel Tulas. As Ramah, Mikol Makom, Minag Yofer, Letirchatz, Yoy Heite, Be'er Shabbos, and Mosei Shabbos, Tachz, and Tochel, Pesizu Gmat. We've done this a few times already. Let's take a look in the Bari HaShulchan. That's our main sefer for today. The Bari HaShulchan. At the very beginning, on the word Chal. He says, listen, what's the idea? Why you have Shulchan? Why can't you do it on Shabbos? What do you mean? The Chafiva is going to pull the hairs out. Question B, quotes there in Hamak Shela from his son-in-law, Reb Rafal, who's a Reb Chaim Shver, Rafal Shapiro. Here's a following question. Pispus biyad works kasrika. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, we spoke about it a while ago. Du chavif on Shabbos. The Ramban writes in Shin Gimel, that's mutter. Yeah. So he quotes a teretz from Rabbi Kivega. What did Kivega say? Kivega said in Tof Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Beis. Let me pull it out. Now that we have a full Shulchan Aruch, well, sorry, this just came in the nick of time. They got the whole Shulchan Aruch here, so I think we can have that volume too. Yes, we do. It's going to be the volume we're going to use starting on Tuesday. It's a good thing we have the Shulchan Aruch here. Didn't happen until we just got it. Tov Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Beis. Hilchas Yom Tov. Oh, writes as follows. Like this. You worry about hot water. You're allowed to eat hot water for part of the body. And the Ramban says, Mifaspesus biyadayim, muta biyadav, yes, it's kasha. Tzorach lomar, shema timsa devukos umusubachos, v'tzitztarech l'sarkam, We're afraid of that. Okay? He has over here, incidentally, not for the topic for this minute, that the Rif asas a merchas biyomtuf. But you can say that a mikvah is not merchas atzmo. Very important line over here. It's tucked away in the middle of nowhere. Right? He said, after the merchas atzmo, gam the Rif asur. The Ran says in Masechta Beis Gzeiras HaBalonim, Yom Tov Otu Shabbos, and the Muchat and Mikvah Mikvah Merchas Atzmo. What does that mean? I always thought, and the Shemir Shabbos Kuchosa discussed the showers today. Yontav, he says, you know, it's a question of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Nowadays it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. They have to take showers every day. And as far as Gzeiras HaBalonim, it doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? I always say because it's a private shower. A public bathhouse, they had unscrupulous bathhouse attendants. Balonim. Doesn't apply to a mikveh, which is semi-public. Kavachom, it's your own private shower. This is important, because I tucked away in the middle of nowhere, which confirms what I've been saying a long time. Okay, let's go on, because time is a little bit short. On the words of Mikol Makom, the Ramah's first words of Mikol Makom, so the Bari HaShulchan has the following shayla. Right? How careful must you be? The Ramah says, right? How strong is this obligation? And once you did it, are you required over this whole period of time, from Friday, when you do this initial chafifa, until the actual tevila, which you perform on Mosei Shabbos, do we apply the Ramah Sivav? Etc. Is it required here or not? A long discussion, but we don't have the time to go into it. I'm just making you a reference. Shetirchas Heitev is on Friday. So what'll happen? It says over here, if a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night, he quotes the Levush, Tas mechakafiva leben hashmoshes, as much as possible. What about this case? No. Here in this case, it's different. There, we can do it an hour before the mikvah, as opposed to 10 hours. You're required to do so. Fine. But over here, it's going to be 25 hours minimum anyway. What's it been, 25 or 35? That's his shiloh over here. Fascinating question. Fascinating question. Tells you to look in the tziyunim, the bottom, kuf mem hey. There it says as follows: if it's tefillah b'lel Shabbos, tochav b'yom. Obviously, tochav b'yom. The levush says close to ben hashmoshes. Lahas mechafiva tefillah b'choma to evshar. So you should go the first thing at night. Don't go at midnight. Go as quickly, close to shkias or tzeis as possible. Okay? That's what it is. Kuf mem hey at the bottom, he says. Domel mashka sabnu sifkot lam elvav b'shem ha-rabbeinu Yeruchim. Even called the Rashi. Shechafif ha-tamil b'yom. Mikom makom lo terchik osa yoseh midai min ha-tvila. Should be as close as possible. A shkia to make it one close to the other. That's what it says. And he makes another reference to the Tziyunim earlier. Here in Bere Shulchan, Lamed Vav, Chafiva should be Slachatchil Asamal Tfilah. Also, he quotes his Rashi Shita, and he says, Lo Tachik Yosef Midai, and Pei Zion at the bottom, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Libet Das Rashi. And he quotes it, it should try as close as it's feasible. It's feasible. Fine. Now go to Sif Hei. Sif Hei, Rabbi Osai. This Damna, it's one line. This Damna b'tfila b'lel Shabbos, tochof b'yom. Obviously, can't do chafif at night. Says the Bari HaShulchan. He wants to know, is a chafifa b'mkom iyun, a b'dika, or not? Okay? He says, if you say not, you have to do a chafif, you have to do an iyun, a b'dika, on Friday night in the mikveh. That's what it says. Even if you did it when you did the chafir, you do it again. Tadiach beis astar mekmatim l'mayim chamas samach letfilasa. That's what he says. Tachsas as shineh betov. Should floss your teeth. All these things should be done later on. Interesting. As it says in Sivav. But Sivav, it's not so simple. Take a look here in Sivav. It says, Chal Leil Tfilas Mosei Shabbos. So what do you do? Again, the whole story. And then it says at the end, Michom Gom Tirchots. No. Uvishas Tfila Ta'ayin Avetivtuk Heita Kol Guf of Asarach Rosha. Tavachotis. Etc. This is true. And it goes further than that. Even Biyom Tif. But if you look in the Tachsas Shinel, the floss of teeth, there it says in the Baragola, obvious reason, Mehamachal Sha'ochla B'yama Shabin Taim. A day passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed, you gotta eat. So this thing's stuck between your teeth. That's why it's necessary over there. The Beis Yosef quotes it from the Sefer HaTrumah. Fine. Now, as a matter of fact, way back when, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, Sif, Chav Dalet, previous Simon. He has the following question. I think it's a very legitimate question. Shichal Achsel Shinea, fine. V'ein Lechol Ben Arachitzel Letvila. Okay. You shouldn't eat between one and the other. Says the Biurim over here, he quotes the Sidre Tara, Afel El Shabbos, V'yontif, Lo Tochal Achetitbo. Said the Sidre Tara, he quotes the verbatim. Why? Even Shabbos, even Yontif. Let's say, for example, it's a summer day, and they wash early. She went to the mikveh after supper time. Made early Shabbos, for example. Don't eat in between. Why? Shemelo tanaka yofe mitok shimahum lebeisa. That's the Sidrei Torah. For kosher, mamum lebeisa ika. Imochela sudasim ibeod yom. Hey, she's eating it. The sun's still shining. You know, we make early Shabbos night. You always made early Shabbos when you had little children. Early Shabbos, you daven before plaga mincha properly. You come home long before Shkia. You can even bench before Shkia. So you can bench before Shkia. She can floss her teeth before Shkia. Even at Shkia, she can floss her teeth before the earliest tefillah time. What kind of humble baser? She can finish and spend a whole hour, not how, spend 10 minutes flossing her teeth and still have time until she walks to the mikvah. So what are you talking about? What muhumo? What are you talking about? Ein loma, he only asked to let the suda go until the night. No, he shouldn't eat it all. He said like this: don't rely. She's going to wash her mouth properly after the suda before she goes to the mikvah. Why? Because most women wash once. She'll forget to brush her teeth a second time. Wait a minute, he says. Every woman who's traveling on Leil Shabbos in the wintertime, Shrichas Adiach Pien Pam Shnir Samal Tfilos, it said, we just read it in Sin Kuf Tzadi Tes. So why can't she rely upon this? She's like every other woman. So the Sidrei Torah, that's not a Rechitza Ma'alya by Kol HaNoshim, because the Mehuma Lebesa. Therefore, this woman also can't rely upon it. We call this Yesh Lahachmer B'dochak. It's a chumra gabi chumra gabi chumra. It's so hard to understand this. Why should it be? Why should it be? It seems to me that the Sidrei Torah is shver. I would have said, it's permissible. More than that, what'll happen, he writes over here, in Kuf Tzadi Tes Siv Vov. He says over here as follows. Tochuf Be'erev Shabbos. It's a long biurim, through Machal Tochuf. Towards the end is the following thing. Listen to this now. Watch this. Imutu Lechal Kodem Tvilasa. That's Sivov. Muflegas achafifim tefila yom shalim. 25 hours. You don't have anything between. But Tfilos is Leil Shabbos. Yeah, well, Yeli on the first day. Sidrei Torah is Machmir. Can't eat. Even Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif, can't eat. He says as follows. In Biglal Minyasa Milechol, Yivoda Lachem Shilel Tfila Shalom. Right? People around the table. And even the minig itself is so hard for me to understand in the first place, even without pusha. So it seems to me there's a lot of room to be mekel. You don't even need this for. As a matter of fact, the Taz sounds like I'm right. Yeah, Taz, what Taz? The Taz in Sivkotn Ches. Kuf Tzadik Tez Sivkotn Ches. Read the Taz. What does it say? On our word, Tocho Peyom. Gam Bezet Shricha Lios Nisheres Milasuk Bidvorm Shiniskorim Besifach Hazem B'yom Mishav Bein Achavim Letvila. The Chatamahu Ella the derech hanoshim shetovos b'lel Shabbos she'ein zozos mi'beis ha'merchas shetovos alkein lo nokat kan ha'sarazos. Okay, but it says nothing about eating. Even in the base that's really good, you can have chabanash. So I think that is Sidrei Torah shver. We don't have to necessarily follow it. Okay, now back to Sivov, the same Dimamaskul Tochuf. We read the end of Dimamaskul Tochuf, but before we get to the end, the whole discussion over here about flossing teeth. So I want to say, you floss your teeth on Erev Shabbos. He says, no. You're going to be eating later on. Doesn't make any sense. What you should do rather is floss after. Right, redo the words. Watch. Oh. The Indian Chatzitza Shinayim Adagas HaPen. Im Tzvichel Asas Ken Gamish Has Chafifa. Above and beyond, you do it Samol Tzvilasa. Yeah. It's part of the Iyun. Oshem Ein Tzorol Nakas Pia Bishas Chafifa. Why? Kema Shasid Alechel Bishabis. Vachila Alula Ligom Shisabel Chatzitza Bifia. Kim ma toeles lo lenakoso mikodem, kema shanikoyen aso this battle. Bakorosh et shichol this mechal anikoyen b'shas tfilo luchut. Right? What's the case over here? The case is, you have a motzi Shabbos tfilo, and she's doing chofer on Erev Shabbos. What's the point of flossing on Friday? You're going to eat three meals in between. Doesn't make any sense. Why bother? Why bother? I think he's right. He writes over here in Sivkotin Samach Zayin that there's no need to do the Chafifa Samach Lebed HaShemosh like on Friday because you're going out until Motzei Shabbos anyway. I mentioned this to you before. Here in Sivkotin Samach Tes, he writes as follows. What happens if it's a three-day Yontif? If you do the Chafifa on Wednesday, fine. Wednesday, okay. He quotes over here, the Sidrei Tara, Sivkaton Chav Gimel. Watch this. He says like this. Unbelievable. Im leil tfilos al chabam osi Shabbos. Ule eze sibel yanusa milochof os. Eine yechola lismoch. Achafivas yom revi. Mufla yosem idai. Vloi tiyu chacham naacha kolkach. Tidocha tfilosa. Alel amochros. Afa dievela waslo tfilim osi Shabbos. Whoa. Sidrei Tara, Sivkaton Chav Gimel. That's what he says. Does everyone agree to that? Not everyone agrees. No. Just like he says what he says. That's what he says. Okay. He quotes in Sivkaton Samach Vav, Tocha Be'er Shabbos. If you hold, you need an extra Iyun Bedika. You need an additional Iyun Bedika. One on Friday, and one on Friday night. You need both. You need both back and forth. He has a long discussion over here, the Ramasla of Erev Shabbos, of this very question. He quotes the Shach, you need an iron lamp, Begufa B'Shas HaChafifa, even though she's mine again, B'Shas Tvila, in the Harfid. I don't have the time to go into it. Many rise one way or the other way. Fine. We're going to skip the Sivkaton iron base. Tiksha Sarasek, the Shlotis Babalu. Otishmein be'ezer inyan acher shelo yavo l'dei bilbul v'sibuch. That's what he says. You have to be careful over here. You have to be careful. Fine. Good. He goes through a whole discussion over here, a shach and a taz, briefly, on the words ganti zoher, which is the Rambam's words. So, even though you need a bedikah on a tefillah, still, nisharis, what are you afraid about? You're going to rely on Wednesdays. Now it's Thursday night. You're going to rely on Wednesdays. So this answers all the kashas over here. This is very important. Taz, Sif, Kotten, Yud. Fine. Let's skip now to Sif Ches, because time is moving. Sif Ches. This is Bimei Chol, right? Weekdays, Bimei Chol. So what does it say over here? Plain weekdays, you know, which is 5 of 7 days, most of the time, right? It's Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, and they're plain weekdays. What does it say? Im chafafa ve'ina atza hayom v'tavla b'leil yom acher, also lo tefila b'di'eved, af ha'pish lo hayu chafifa b'dika, samach l'tefila. Okay. Sadi Zayin. Om the Tzvichel Ayin Be'atzma Heitel Liachar Atfila Liros Um Yeshu Lea Dover Chotetz Kol Hecha De Igal Livruim Of Arina. Quotes from the Simla. This Kol She'ina Shlo B'Soma L'Tfila So Afilu Ina B'Yom Atfila. It doesn't matter. You have to do it Soma L'Tfila So Otherwise, if you didn't do it then, you have to check yourself even after the tefillah is done. He writes over here, but the Yevet also tefillah, quotes a similar, check yourself afterwards. Neil the Hosef, Tzricha Gamkin Lizrog Sarosel, Lahavkin im Nimsabem Kesher or Sibuch, Shirlo Samcha Chachamim al Iyun de Kodom tefillah in Saros, and a Tzricha Gamkin Chafifa, Ken Afla Basa tefillah in Lizmoch al Iyun, and a Tzricha Gamkin Lizrog Sarosel, the Shema Targish Bekach Beza Kesher Shalom Chinebo, Ide Iyuna. He requires that as well. Fine. Let's go on. Shulchan Aruch Osvarzan says like this: Lo chavafa klal, lo also la tefila. Avav bishi inabatsa begufa. Vafilu chavafa miyad achara tefila. Vesaka b'masrek lo matzah shem nima kasher lo also la tefila. Why? Maybe something fell off in between. In between. Fine. That's what he says. Fine. Explains over here. Very important. In Sifkan Chuv Beis, he gives you the source for all this thing. What's the pshat? What's chafa mean? She rinsed her hair. You rinsed her hair and you combed your hair, and you everything's fine and dandy. Fine. You might have thought if she didn't find anything, it's good enough. No. Why not? Evshad b'shas tvila hoyasham nima k'shua k'shesoka atzma later. So therefore, without a chafifa before, it's absolutely no good. That's what he says. The Shach says so. The Shach is over here in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Shani Omer Shema B'Shas Tefila Hayakosher V'Yachshav Niter O Nisher Ima Masrekas. Okay, you're afraid this may have happened. The source is the Rashba. So he writes over here. Vafilu, the Tur, the Rashba, fine. Chafifa mita bedika v'iyun, that's very shver. Doesn't like that pshat. He says as follows: Kevin shirach zatzma kodem srikasa lo malo necha shahoya lichlu chachotes berosha v'nishta v'meirachitza. Wow. Why are you afraid about that? Dover Zara Chosetz. Why is the Rashba only worried about Hektik Shiras Saras? Nirim Rizeh, Shetam Tikun Chafifa, Rak Mipnei Chashash Kshiras Hasaras. Dover Zara Chosetz B'Sarasa? Nah. Sagi B'Yin B'Alma, like Shagufa, and she was Ma'ayin. And there was no Chashash of Dover Zar. Wow. This is, he says, you see clear from here, the main takanat chatzitza is for the hair being tied up. It's against the chachos adam who's worried about lichluch. To me, it's a little bit difficult. We mentioned this already before Yantif, that the Rashba seems to have worried a little bit about a davar mos, right? Baba Kama daf pei beis. Let me get the Gemara out right now because before I forget, Baba Kama. Lashon the Gemara is Dilma Mikta, the last line, Inami Mos Midi. So apparently there is a chash. What does he want about that? Just letting you know, seems to be at least some kind of a chashash for an outside piece of lichluch as well. Apparently, in order, the chashash of Nitar or Nishar Kishur, that's enough. Shouldn't have to bother mentioning a Dava Mos. Okay, fine. Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Chava v'ina v'tavla baliyasa nimsa alea dava chotzeitz. E b'tov ona shechava v'tavla eina tzricha tfilachers. That's the Gemara that we saw in Masechta Nida, Samach Vav, Amud Beis, as understood by the Rishonim, quotes on the bottom of the Baragola, Meir Medarava, Nida Samach Vav Amud Beis. calls it Torah, calls it Rashba. Fine. Here, in the Bari HaShulchan, the Maskel Im, Mavuad Asa Mechaber, HaKol Talya Be'im Hoya Ba'on Achas, he follows the Torah, calls the Rashba. But the Rashba is a little bit shver, the Sidre Tare and Sakasha, that Samach in the Gemara doesn't mean Samach Mamish, Ba'on Achas, he found the Eshkol, says that. Sidre Tare learns the Rashba differently. Tardi minon, chafifa tefila smuchel madadi, v'gam ba'on achas. Not like the Shulchan Aruch who says all depends on achas. Whoa, not so simple. An extra chumri throws in, which is found, his way in the Sudha Rashba. Goes further than that. He says ena tshvicha tefila acheres. You need that. Don't have to have another tefila. The Rashba's lashon is ba'on achas. Nizheres b'chafifa yoser. What does that mean? The similar explains. It refers to the shah de baser chafifasa. After the chafifa. Koshi ba'ona shechava ba'ona nizheres hikaroi lishma la chafifa. Ava misha'ovra ha'ona hi. Ena nizheres ol kolkach. Chashinen sheba'a lechatzitza ba'ona hashniya kodam shetavla. That's how the similar understood the words of the Rashba. Okay? That's what it means. Okay, fine. However, he quotes a Sidrei Tara, it's a different pshat. She's nizheres b'shas hachafifa atzma. That's what he means. Shemasida lios tovelos b'osa ono, shechof heves ba. Nizheres b'chafifasa lasosa karoi. It's not going to be for another owner. You're not so careful in your chafifa. Two different ways to understand the words. Opposite understandings of what the words mean. Keep in mind, could be they're both true. We don't know. Here he discusses the following shaila in Sifkatan Kuf Tes Zayin towards the end. What about an ona acheres? What's it in? Why is this follows? The Shulchan Aruch wrote, "If it is also ona." Eina tzricha tefila acheres. V'im lav? No. Tzricha tefila acheres. What'll happen if she checked herself that minute before she went into the water? She checked everything. What happened in that kind of situation? What's it in? What's it in? Afilu ina ubat atzma tzomel et filosof lo motza klum kol shechovava ba'ona acheres Tzricha lachz of a lipo, chashinan shemaloina yofe, ukfahoisa olea chatzitza koden tvilosa, florigishibo. Whoa! Not only in the sara, they don't want to lie on the yun, they require chafifa. Even shagufa, he says the same chumra. Look, you found something at the end. You have to be afraid. It was there at the beginning as well. That's what he says. Where does it come from? The shach. The Shach here in Sivkotan Tezvov, Pirish, Afilu Ina Samach Letzvilasa, Kemesh Lochofa Samach Tzvila 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 Acheres. Quotes the Ran. Shem Alo Ina Yofa Yofa. Fine. That's what he's quotes. The Mefurish Ran. That's what he says. Good. Even though it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is making on the Shal. It sounds that way. The Sidrei Tara seems to say that way here in Sifkotun Choftes. Quotes the Shach, Afilu Ina, the Ran, he's quoted the Ran before. Fine. Ani Tomea, Echos of Zebib Shitos, on the Mechaber, as if the Ran is Muskam. No! The Rajba quotes this then. But he only says it. Kevin the Ina Samal Tfilasa, Abish Lachofa Samal Tfilasa. You don't need another Tfila against Iran. The Rashi and the Mechaber don't open this chumra. The Shach should have been so posh to say that's a problem. So this is something which is very significant because this could happen even in real life. We don't know. But there's another Shach. Shachs have caught in your doubt. What does it say there? The mechaber is mekel im toch ona yesh poskim and mechalkim ben toch ona and ben samul etvila olo shemechafifa samul etvila and tsricha lach lach of litpo v'yom lav tsricha lach lach of litpo. Okay, that's a raivit. Depends on two degrees source. Yesh lahachmir kishtei adeus. You require both the same ona and samuch. You require both. Okay, both. It seems to me, according to the Sidrei Tara, that we are machmir like both shitas. Maybe the shach's right. Maybe the Sidrei Tara is right. If the Sidrei Tara is right, you have to be machmir both. Forget the shach. The Sidrei Tara himself is machmir both. Not just the machlokes who's right. As we saw before, it's a little bit strange the lashon that he uses over here. But okay. One more point over here. The Ramaskut Sricha. Sricha Tevila Acheres. Okay. Quote said Sabuch. What Sabuch? The Uraim says Kabbalah Biyodo. Till 3 hours, it's called Sabuch. Others don't say that. Chachma Sadam says, Chava V'ina Balayla, Gam Techa Vacha V'chafifa Tavla, Ein Tzorok Tzvila Acheres. Get an impression at the beginning, Techa V'mamish. At the end, sounds like you don't need Techa V'mamish. That's how the Ramos sounds that way. It sounds like if you do it just before Shkia, Kona Mikveh after Sesek HaChavim, that's considered to be Samuch. That's what it sounds like. Kosam Iri, Shlonis Yasha, what does that mean? Hisicha Data, Ben Chafifa, Litzvila. You can't measure it in hours, measure it in her head. What's she thinking during that period of time? We go on. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shricha Tzvila Acheres. The Gemara Amru Zeh, Shetzricha Gam Lochav Chafifa Shnia, Konan Tzvilosa. Why? Since you need a second Tzvila, the Chafifa Rishona was not in that owner. That's the simple pshat. Who says this pshat? It's the similar Sidrei Tara at the beginning. Fine. According to this, it's a din lechatchila. But the evet, it's okay. Like we have in Sifches. Another kula. It's Leil Shabbos, Ol Yontif. Can't do a chafifa anymore. Go b'la'al ha'chafifa, because the whole din ha'chafifa is only l'chatchila, is on Friday. That's time Rishon. But time Sheni, that's the Sidrei Tara at it's different to Shainas. The mikevan shenimtza le'a chatzitza, u'polsim et tfilosa rishona, mechasha shebo le'a chatzitza konu tfilosa, shlomi daita, re'kemokein, efshe shebo le'a old chatzitzas, Al Sarah and Iskakula Chafifasa. That's when they're new Chafifa. Then it's possible even B'di'eved. Once it's a Reisa, it possibly even B'di'eved. That's what he suggests. Wow. That's a very big Kiddush. That's what he says. We go on. What does he say? You need a tefila, no matter what. Ona, not ona, the chatchila. That's what he says. Shas atzchak, we can make it against the second reason that holds that even tov lebechamin ena chazeras litbol k'mo chafifa shnia tefila b'shabbos. But you should try to check yourself. That's what he says. Okay, it's very important. This is sifkaton kuf yud ches. Okay. Important. It's important. Oh. He quotes different opinions, but we don't have the time to go into right now. We're going weiter. Ula Rambam, we spoke with Rambam before Yantif. Benkachu benkach tzvicha litzvila acheres. Ela shezu ena tzvicha lachza v'locha v'zu tzvicha. Rambam is a unique shita, like nobody else. What's pshat in this Rambam? Writes as follows. The Gemara's distinction is being chafifa bona achas in tefillah, the chafifa bona achas, according to the Rambam, by chafifa, shniyah, Bonachas you don't need. Bonacheres you do need. Why? Came Hashem in the Seres Kolkach Lishma al Chafifa. So, Mishavar Onas Chafifa. Therefore, you have to worry about another Chatzitza as well. That's the Rambam, based upon the similar we spoke about earlier. According to Sidre Tara, Midas Tehirusa B'tchilas Shchoferes Atzah, we said before. Fine. Then he says, if it's the same owner, she's more careful, and therefore you need another tevila, yes, but you do not require another chafifa. Another chafifa. That's what he says. And he goes a little bit further. He says, Ella, this is the Shittas Rambam. To Pshatim and Sidrei Tara, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, that would maybe we're makel by the Rabbanon of Chafifa and not a Daraisa of Tvila. Or, when it comes to Chafifa, it's a Svek Sveka. To Pshatim and Sidrei Tara, why make the distinction of Chafifa and Tvila? The Reisa, no? Either because one is a Shaila of Adoraisa versus the Rabbanon. Tefillah is the Shav Adoraisa. Chafifa is the Tekanas Chazal. Or, Chafifa, there is a Svek Svek. Svek Svek. Let me read it over here. One second. Mokom Svek Svek, Kihocha, Lo Matrachina, Lo Lachza, Lo Lachov. End quote of the Sidrei Tara. Why? Shema lo bo alea dava chotez elo yachar atvila. In tinsa loma, shebo alea mikon matvila. Shema lo bo alea shem dava chotez achar chotvizeh haninsa lefaneinu. Call that a svek svek. Okay, fine. Sif yud aleph. This lo nesaska bi osamin achar atvila. Am nesaska bo bein tvila lebedika. Ain a tzricha tefila acheres shani tola also been mentioned this askabo. We can be told that in the mention this askabo subsequently after the tefila, most likely the chatzitza came from that based upon a Rashba, based upon a Gemara in Masech Tchul and Daf Yud. Fine, that's where it comes from. Now, does everyone agree to this? No. The Shach disagrees, and Sivkon Tezayin. The Bach says no. We mach like the Yesh Gedolim in the Rashba, like the Rambam. I feel in this Aska, but also I'm in Ein Tolan Lachil. I should tell me, Borili, Shalom Hoya Alay B'Shas Tvila. And I am, says the Shach. The Rashba said so in Chulin, Daf Yudim and Aleph. Quoted by the Beis Yosef. And therefore, all the other Teirutzim that he calls the Tosim Chulin would also end up being Machmir in this Shaila. This is in the Shach Sivkotin, Tes Zayin. Disagrees? In Sivkotin, Yud Zayin. Am lo chava vo kona tefila, ain't tolen bo, afal pichin is aska bo, acha tefila. Kedin aspa, says the Shach. Tekvan is bar besivches, tim lo chava vo, lo os lo tefila, afil lo nim so le davar chotes. I did the ratio, nogala, so I suppression. It's just Superfluous. Yeah. Finished. There's a Bach. This is from the preacher. Another Bach says no. The marriage shechava for rosha, avalo kol gufa. The begufa lek ela minig bialma. Back in Sivkot and Beis. Him tavla b'diyevet also la tvila. Aval nim tzaler da v'chotetz. Hafilu diyevet la also la tvila. Afa pishin is asking but also amin. That's the pshat of the Bach. Okay, the Bach's pshat. It's a nice pshat. Nice pshat. Not much of an afkamina according to the shach we said earlier. Fine. One more point. Final point. Shani Tolos have mentioned the Saskabo. He quotes, there are those who are machmir. As the following shaila, Chafa b'muflag mitfilasa matzal lechatitza lo also letfilasa. I feel ina summer letfila chashin and shnala ina yafa yafa. He's both this from the Rashba. Im kain isha hatovelas b'lel Shabbos or b'lel Yontif. She'ena chofef es summer letfila. Uliachas man hariburov pamim tim says lechatitza olea me esek abayis ushar sibus v'tikshilon amashi teso mechas o lifsal tfilasa. Shall the Ian according to Tvilo and this smoke canal? Gamala Sokam Shinis Ask of Bahem, Naka Tvilo, and then the smoke of Yaskama Sakrona now, against the Mechab. No, he says. Hey, Kashinis Ask Akakak, but also Min, Hanim Soler, Samchinan Shapir, Alo Ian, the Conan Tvilo, Shibizain, and the Reyes Salomar, Shlo Ina Shapir, Kaman Shishlo Bemalito Sakatiza, Umanastam, Lokashinan, Shlo Ina Shapir, so writes the Sidre Torah. Sifkot Lamed Vav. Im Ina Samer Tefila Gam Nesaska Boso Minach Hakach. Ein Choshen Shelo Ina Yofe. Baruch Hashem. This leniency is found over here in the Biur of the Sidrei Torah Sifkot Lamed Zayin. Fine. It says over here. It's like this. According to the Rambam. So writes the Bari HaShulchan, quoting from the Bir Agra, Sivkotin Chavav. That's what he says. Okay. I'd like now if you put on the screen an Or Sameach. You able to get Or Sameach on the screen? We're now segueing into this beautiful sefer, Bari HaShulchan, we're going to put him away. And now we're going to go into this next final sefer for this whole Zman, which is Rabbi Forst Sefer. Beautiful sefer, Pisrei Halacha. This will make a seam in Mitzvah. I want to also make, if possible, Yisurei Bia Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. Footnote 1, in this very lengthy chapter 35, all about Chafifa. That's on our agenda, chapter 35, which begins on page 328. And we're going to try to get to chapter 36, the Chafifa when? We'll try to get as far as 359 in the next half an hour. It's 30 pages in 30 minutes. We should be able to do it. Be quick. Skip a lot. Halacha Ches, not the very beginning, but a little bit at the end of Halacha Ches. Go to the very end and then we'll work our way backwards. Oh, now work our way backwards. Keep going backwards. Oh, stop. Go. No, further. That's right. Oh, v'hine shidas rabbeinu b'ilchos mikvos. Da'aseira mitztarif al aguf. V'yaf al pisha kol se'rosh ha'kosher kevin shul miyut aguf en achotzitz. Against the Gaonim. U'lechor ha'gemara arucha de'perek meruba pe'beis amin aleph soser. I have to read the Gemara. I open the Gemara b'kama for this reason. Pe'beis amin aleph. Pe'beis amin aleph. On both sides. Let's open to pe'beis. Amen Aleph. The Oraisa, I'm reading the words of the Gemara. Dilma Miktir. What does Miktir mean? Tide. Tide's going on the hairs. Right? Watch what he says. Look. Al Ezra Shetigin Chafifa Parach. Habidoraisu, says the Gemara, Doraisu liyuni, the mimikdir, says the Osameach, watch, Mishum chatzitza, umikdir ein ele barosh, harei dezeh Doraisu, oh, Mefurish that the Rosh is counted separately. Oh, the Mzelo Kosha Kokach. The Yesha Imaguf Mos, Vyesh Lamida de Chasitza, Vesea Mikter, Mitzarf Laguf, 51%, 40 X percent of the Guf, and then you add the hair. Watch. Ode. This is where he comes with. You have to be the Arsameh, who's one of the most original thinkers of his time. Come with this whopper pshat in the Gemara. The Ma'ayin Yire, Tlo Chishua Gemara Bahanachti Ezra Midi, Tavi Siyoga La Torah. Rak Takonos Shehema Mo'ilim, Elkiyam O'uma, Ulchaya Mishpacha, Shiukshurim in the Shehem, Fligarshu also. Asher Alzet, Sabach Anovi Malachi, Shehu Ezra, and Megillah Daf Tezvah, the same person. Right? Lachain Tikin Ro'o, Abosai, the 10 Takonos. His originality is amazing. 10 takonis. Mincha b'Shabbos, Sheni Chamishi, those three things, that's obviously nothing to do with anything. That's just for Kriyas HaTorah and Bezin. But there's seven more to go. Watch the seven. B'chabsim b'chamishi b'Shabbos. Ochlin shum b'yerev Shabbos. Isha mashkemes ofosh on Friday. Isha shchogeres v'sinor. Four. Ishach Ofefes Toveles, 5. Rochle Machzirin Bayaros, 6. Vetikin Tevila the Bali Kuroyan. I guess Chofefes and Toveles are two different things. I count to 7. Let's get again. You do the laundry on Thursday, garlic on Friday, bake early on Friday, wear a appropriate sneer sticker skirt. Do Chafifa and do Tevila. What was that? I'm bad with counting. Let's get again. Again. The laundry, the garlic, the baking, the dressing, the Chafifas and Tevila. That's 5. Shirochl and Mechazah Mayor's sung perfumes. And Tevila Balakaroyan. No, 7. I got it right the first time. Look what the Yosef Mechel about all these 7 things. Watch. Why Rochlim? Should be perfume. Who needs perfume? You know, Rabbi Sai, you know, they didn't have all the time they weren't showering in those days. And it was no less than a deodorant, the perfume. I'll call Peshom to Chasava, the perfume covers. Are the people on the Zoom able to see the screen?
Yeah.
They able to see it? Good. That's an amazing finish. What else? Number 2. Why Chafifa? Shem Yimotsiba Nima Kshura, cause getting out Tizna of a Pilaksho. Whoa. That means not the Chafifa on the Saras Harosh, for those who know the Gemara to which he is referring. Whoa. When he quoted the Gemara about not divorcing your wife, the famous Gemara, the last half in Gittin. Tav Tzadi Amid Beis, where they quote the pasuk in Sefer Malachi. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin earlier. It's not Yud Amid Beis, it's Vav Amid Beis. A little typo in the Bar Ilan. And Tamar and Sanhedrin, fine, same thing, but I'm the only one who knows the story. Mechapsen v'ochlem shum. Mechapsen, have you clean clothes? Ochlem shum is marbe as azera. Kam tfilu the balakaroyin, shalo yimutsunesh mishchen katar negolim, and if it takes the chavivalov. How do you like that? Unbelievable, you got all 7, all lead into the same thing of Shalom Bais. And therefore, the Gemara Sakasha, the Oraisa Ninu, Mishum Dinichatzitza, it's a Siyog, the Doraisa is called a Doraisa. It doesn't mean it's a Doraisa Mamish. It means it's a Siyog, Doraisa, for the Shalom Bais. That's an amazing original understanding of the Or Sameach. And the Gemara's question, what does it mean? It's a siyog. What does he quote? Keep going a little bit further down. Watch this. He says, I lost it. Watch. Lo, ukumuvuvan sazem mamish. Listen to this. Kosar Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh, so Perek HaMadir. I looked it up. It's Perek Zion in the Rosh. Where He says exactly this nakuda. Let's go slow. Simon Chaf in the Rush. Dorai Salokatani. Pirish, it's the words of the Rush. Mashatik Chachamim Lahotzi Litovas Ha'isha. What does that mean? Read the words of the Rasamech. Da Gemara Kore the Rabbanan Lanach the Mishim Tovas Ha'isha. Lo Lishnios Tami Mishim Siog. Unbelievable. Ze Enyan Dati. What is that, Dati? It's a matter of religion, not of Shalom Bayis. Right? But over here, or maybe it means Dati, it's the other way around. Tekanaso Haya Lekashe De Uma. As then it's star Abi who Vizik Nedoro. Ezra was born with intermarriage. The way this happened to marriage, the Jewish women should be beautiful. There was an expression, Benos Yisrael no saying. Once a guy was going out with a girl, not pretty enough. I said, you're not Bakaris. Benos Yisrael no saying. I'll concede there can be a mere chen amotsu that don't make the grave. But this guy's going out with one girl, a second, and another's crying, wait, you're an apocryphus. So I told him. He ended up marrying a girl, wasn't so, forgive me for not being a connoisseur. I was looking for who knows what. But knows, Yisrael knows. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. So over here, so look, he says, Expada, Ubishani, listen. Mitzad chatzitza havele yune. Avo listrik b'masrik havele yapos ulekashe nishay Yisrael ulekashe leva of Balean and the Tawadas kimaima. Zeboru esli b'shidas rabbeinu zavaduk. How do you like that? The Gemara seems to say that the hair is the raisa like the Gaonim. It's all focused only on the hair. No, it's not what the Gemara meant. When the Gemara said, Doraisa liyune. But it's a siyog doraisa. It's a siyog. And takanos Ezra, not siyogim. They're all to make marriages better. Answer to Gemara. Oh, that's enough to just look. Right? Because of chatzitza. Oh, so you tikkun chafifa. She should be beautiful, sit in the bath for half an hour. Unbelievable shot. Atkan, this is the Osamech, brilliant shot in the Gemara Baba Kama Pei Beis to fan for Shita Saramba. All right. Amazing. All right. Now we go to this beautiful Sefer for the next 20-something minutes just to see what he has to say. We had our two favorites for him, ending with, is the Bari HaShulchan and the Pesachei Halacha, right? Two contemporaries. L'havdil M'chayim L'chayim, the present time. So he quotes over here from the Bari HaShulchan, and he's not happy with it. This is as follows. You have to L'diach B'mayim for Lisrok. Says the Bari HaShulchan, who takanas chafifa, yeah, he not only mentions srika, but he also mentions lirchos hasaros b'mayim. Yeah, the poskim say, you have to srika dafka liachar shirachatzosan, him adayin retuvim, shizem menaka heitev, avasokim biyovesh, v'chakach roksim hasaros, you have to comb it after it's wet. If you comb it when it's dry, it's no good. That's what he says. Sifrei Torah says so in end of Sifkaton Tes. He says he doesn't think it's true. Wow. He's starting up with our favorite Sefer. Page 339. Bari HaShulchan deduces from Sifrei Torah and Chok Masodam, that the combing must be done while the hair is still wet. It is not absolutely clear that this is so. They say a woman should not comb her hair first and then wash it. Combing is effective only if the hair has been cleaned by washing it first. If she washes her hair and combs it later, the combing may be effective even though the hair is dry at this time. There's no clear inference in any of the poskim that the hair must be wet while she combs it. Pee! He was a bucky, but called a poskim. He said the Balei HaShulchan made up a new chumrah. Has to be wet. No, has to have been washed, but to clearly dry it out in between. How do you like that? It's a very significant issue. Very significant issue. Okay, skipping to page 346. Oh. That's as follows. Would I do her chafifa either at home or at the mikveh? Initially, it's preferable to do the chafifa at the mikveh to minimize the interruption between chafifa and tevila. Who said so? Everything has to have a source. Yeah, it's a very good source. It quotes a source over here in the Shach. Shivkot and Zion. What does it say? Ava b'shechafafa tisoy ma'masik l'beis ha'tvila v'tisvuk sham. That's the Shach. U'v'medinos elu noagos l'shtate v'limchots v'locho v'lisvuk hakol v'beis ha'merich v'tzom v'yad ha'tvila v'nochonu. But everything should be done in the mikveh, not in your home. Not in your home. Says he, wait a minute, Rabbi. Let's go slow. Watch. It may be that this applied in previous times when bathing facilities at home were almost non-existent and certainly more primitive than those at the mikveh. In addition, the streets were unpaved and muddy. David Poskin preferred that chafifa be done at the mikveh. Today, bathing facilities are usually better at home, and there's very little chance of any chatzitza developing through walking or driving. Perhaps Poskin would now be more agreeable to a chafifa done at home. I tell all the women, take your choice. What's better for you? It's better to do it in the mikveh, do it in the mikveh. Better to do it at home, do it at home. Do it at home. Now, quotes over here something from a Moshe. Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen, Pe'alf. Read you briefly. Time is short. Read you briefly. The mikveh doesn't open until it's close to Tzeis HaKochavim. What do you do about the chafifa? We have the famous minig of doing both, right? Before Shkia and after Shkia. So what do you do in this kind of situation? What's the alternative? Do it by day in your house? Or do it at night in the mikveh? What's better? He says it's better to have a chafifa for an hour in the mikveh at night. That's the famous Marashal. We spoke about the Marashal. Remember the Marashal said? The Marashal said, yeah, go for an hour if you're doing it at night. He prefers an hour in the bathtub at night rather than the chafifa in your bath by day. Wow. Chiddush of Rabbi Moshe. Tov Yoser to come to the Beis HaTfila and they wait, when they do open it at night and you have an hour in the bath and other things too, prepare for an hour. But better, that's better than doing it in the house earlier. Chiddush Nifl. Marshal? Fine. Im Yodas women never took showers every day in those times. She showers every single day. So Rav Moshe, Zman yadua lo shetucha la'asos chafifa tova b'mesinus b'lo mehirus. How much is that? Doesn't say. How much is that? Some say half an hour, some say 20 minutes. When's the last time you took a bath, Rabbi Yisrael? Do you remember when you took a bath last? When your mother maybe gave you a bath? We take showers, we don't take baths. We don't even know how long it takes to take a bath. It could be that Rabbi Shechter Shlita had a chumrah at one point in time, take a bath on Friday. I'm not sure if it's still true. You have to ask him if he knows how long it takes to be in the bath to make sure that's a good bath. Look at that. Look at that. He writes over here, on the next page, 347. Common custom today that a woman does chafif at home, showers at the mikveh in warm water, combs the hair, and checks the body again before the tefillah. It's better to do it at the mikveh. Even if it's not open early enough, it's still better at the mikveh. That's what Moshe quotes over here. Igwis Moshe. Spending an hour on the preparations and the complete equivalent of beginning of the chavivah by day, that's really better. But most mikvahs cannot accommodate a woman who needs an hour in a chavivah. They're banging on the door, get out of there. There's a line. It's only, you know, depends on your small town, it's going to work. It wouldn't even work in Riverdale, Kavachomer, and Borough Park, I don't know, in Muncie. You don't have an hour there. That's what he says over here. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Better to do what we do, have the bath in the house and the shower in the mikveh. This way it's better. So he explains, this way she wishes most comfortable with care and without disturbance. And I add, without pressure that you have at the mikveh where they're banging the door, we're getting out. Fine. We skip 357. So we skip 10 pages. He quotes the following shaila from the Mara Cohen. Who's the Mara Cohen? Reb Yitzchak Mordechai HaKohen Rubin, Bala Mechaber, Orchos Shabbos. You know what happened in that shul? That's the Kedoshim. I went to that shul. I left on Mosi Shabbos. I'll give you a little bit of my personal history. Left on Mosi Shabbos. You know when I left? Right after, I think my Shirayim went to the Sultan family. We had some extra food from Shabbos. We're going away for Pesach. No, that was Motzei Shabbos Vav Nisan, the day of the miracles. When the 300 rockets plus came, and when I got home, they said the flights are canceled, the airport's closed, and we took off a little bit after 4 o'clock in the morning, but we got there in time. Monday morning, my grandson was being called up for an aliyah in that shul, in Hanof. So I took my son Simcha with me to be there for the Ofer of the day. And we see, they still have the door with the bullet hole. They never fixed that one door. And in the Oren Kodesh in the front, there's a parochas with a bullet hole. In that room where he had the Ofer, that was a place where Yimach Shemo, the guy came in and murdered 4 people. That's how I started my trip, basically. That's where the chosim was called up. So I can't mention the Mara Kohen, the chosim, Erov. I read as follows, page 357. Today the custom is a woman who does the chafif at home, showers and combs her hair again at the mikveh. She may rely on this instead of repeating the entire chafifah process. Who said so? See Mara Kohen. But she should shower more thoroughly than she usually does upon arrival at the mikveh. Similar to the tefillah Motzei Shabbos, where the chafif is done on Friday and a short chafif is done Motzei Shabbos. It seems she may eat during the course of the day. Friday night, she's not allowed to eat, even if she plans to clean her teeth again before the meal. Huma lebesa. Fine. In this case, she washes herself properly at night. She's actually repeating the entire chafifa process at night. The purpose of the day chafifa is merely to begin the process earlier and avoid causing it to rush at night. Thus, the combination of the day and night bathing, she will certainly prepare herself well. That's what he says. Fine. You're not worried about mehuma lebesa in such a circumstance. That's what he says. Then he says, listen, What about Leil Shabbos? What about Leil Shabbos? He says, on Friday night you cannot eat. Why? But in this case, you wash properly before, at night, then it's okay to eat. This is what we call a lomdus. Yesh nahachar bedochak. I told you before, the whole sidrei tara to me seems very counterintuitive. If you ask me, if a woman makes early Shabbos, she's allowed to eat a Shabbos meal when it's still light outside, and brush her teeth and floss subsequently. There's no chashash mehuma lebeisa. As I said to you earlier, we don't understand why he's so machmir, the sidrei tara. I think it's room to be Mekel. Finally, page 359. Okay. What if you can't do it at night? So, what's the case? Friday night. He writes as follows. The chafifa should be done close to Shabbos. However, she should begin the chafifa early enough to give her ample time to do the chafifa earlier in the day. Oh, excuse me. I skipped the line. Clean before Shabbos. If it is necessary to do the chafifa earlier in the day, one should consult the Rav. Right, he's the Rav. One should consult the Rav. I'm consulting him. You want to consult me? I'll tell you what I think. The Simla says, Nagu lahakten chafifa erev Shabbos afilu baboker. Look it up. Even in the morning, to avoid any chance of chilul Shabbos. How do you like that? How do you like that? Wow. 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 Seems to me, I have a different reason. Not to avoid the chilul Shabbos, to avoid the pressure close to Shabbos. The most pressurized time of the week for a good Jewish home, close to Shabbos. That's when all the kids start screaming and you're going to start doing chafifa then. Do it while the kids are in school. It's a half a day of school. I'd recommend to do it in the morning, not because I'm worried about Chilul Shabbos. I'm worried about the balagan before Shabbos. And my final point, because I love these two svarim so much, he writes as follows. Bari HaShulchan 199.67 is extremely lenient. Let's take a look. 199.67. Samach Zion. What does it say over here? Tocho b'erev Shabbos. Doesn't have to be Samach l'mein ha'shmashes. If Tovelis b'leil Shabbos kosavnu, tshichu l'dakdek b'chach. Yeah. Shiasi m'dakdek. Shani hosam shayadei diklik zeb masmicha k'tzas ha'chafifu l'tfila. But she's meant to leil mochros, different. Now, he says, lenient, contradict his position in 199.4 Biurim Shatirchas. 199.4 Biurim Shatirchas. Let's take a look. Gotta follow the paper trail. Minag Yofe, it's on Friday. Shatirchas Heitev B'erev Shabbos. He says, I said, if she's Leil Shabbos, Tasmecha Chafifa L'ben HaShmoshes, what about here? No. Typically, it's close to one to the other. I mentioned a few minutes ago. Fine. Motzei Shabbos? Muflegas anyway. So he wants to be Machmer over here. Unless he says, Kosher Lircho Samal Ben Hashmashes, then you can be Machmer. It's only a minig na medina. So I'm in a Hachmer Kokach. But fundamentally, he seems to be Machmer in the case of a Motzei Shabbos Tefillah to be to it's close to Shkia. Whereas over here, he sounds like he's a Mekel. Mekel. I don't know. He quotes over here, he's machmir in Sifkotin Samach Beis. He says, if you look at 67, it's extremely lenient. Not that lenient. He says, well, I think he's right. He does say Muteras Lakdima, just plain. So it seems to be a bit of a emphasis, the cooler here in 67, and the chumra a little bit in Sheterichatz. I thought I had an answer, but I think he's right. It's a little bit of a contradiction. With this, we conclude. I want to thank all the Talmidim for sticking with us from the very beginning of the year, Mamash. We started Hilchos Mikdash, it was August probably, no? Could have been, it was even before Elul. No, it was Elul. Rosh Hashanah was early this year. Now we're holding by, we're starting a Nuzman, Tuesday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Yeshiva start, Nuzman, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Hope to go, Mit Hashem, Hashem helps us to go through till the end of June. Hope people, a couple of guys are joining this year. You want to learn Hilchos Chalamoy. Numar Makomos will be available, Mit Hashem, by Tuesday morning for sure. Maybe I'll send to Elad earlier if I have a chance to do so. Idan is willing to type them. I said, small group, they managed my handwriting. So if you want it to be typed, you have a volunteer. Okay, wish you all a good Shabbos. And Mitzvah on Tuesday, we start a new Zman, B'Seyad Adishma. Okay.